Mary's song, the Magnificat, the song of the angels' announcement to the shepherds, Simeon's song of praise in the temple, the Issues, Etc. book of the month is titled The Songs of Christmas. This new arch book would make a great Christmas gift for children ages 2 through 10. The Songs of Christmas is published by Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or you can find out more at issuesetc.org. A great stocking stuffer for young children or grandchildren, The Songs of Christmas. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's a game we like to play at the end of every broadcast week as much as we can, where we take four sound bites. They are four sound bites from either the last week or the last few weeks of the program, and we put them together for you. We think this is something that we'd like to hear again. This is something that stood out to us in the course of the live broadcast, and we play it again for you, our listeners. And you get to decide which of these is going to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, your reasons are your own, but we do want to know what your reason for voting for the soundbite you're voting for is. You may agree, disagree, find it remarkable for any number of reasons, something you want to hear again, something you never want to hear again. All those are good reasons for voting for any of these to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, and phone call voters get to go first. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email with your vote. Include your city and state. We like to know where you listen. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page. There is space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. And we will give away before the end of the game an LPR bundle package to one of the voters. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Pastor Charles St. Ange, talking here about the so-called consensus of science.
I make of it what the late science fiction author Michael Crichton, who was a medical doctor, made of it too, which is that science does not operate on consensus. It never has. If you, as a scientist, have to pull out a consensus to make your point, you've left the realm of science and are now in the realm of politics, which is a very different realm. If it's good science, you don't have to talk about a consensus. Nobody ever talks about the consensus surrounding Newton's law of gravity. There's a formula. We use it to launch rockets into space, to land explorers on comets hundreds of millions of miles away, as we just saw in the news. The European Space Agency didn't come out and say, well, we were able to do this because there's a consensus on gravity. It's like, no, it's the law of gravity, and it works. So whenever I hear people say, well, you know, there's a consensus can be wrong.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Charles St. Ange on the so-called consensus of science. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, you need to vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. At IssuesETC via Twitter or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Will Whedon, talking here about the true Eucharist, the true Thanksgiving.
This is how one theologian described it. He said, when man stands before the throne of God, when he's fulfilled all that God has given him to do, when all sins are forgiven, all joy restored, when there's nothing else to do, then he gives thanks. Eucharist is the state of perfect man. Eucharist is the life of paradise. Eucharist is the only full and real response of man to God's creation, redemption, and gift of heaven. But this perfect man who stands before God is Christ. In him alone, all that God has given man has been fulfilled and brought back to heaven. He is the perfect Eucharistic being. He alone. He is the Eucharist of the world. And in and through this Eucharist, the whole creation becomes what it was meant to be and yet failed to be.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon on the true Thanksgiving. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here is soundbite number three. It comes from regular guest Terry Mattingly. explaining very insightfully what female bishops are going to mean in the Church of England.
You walk into a church on Sunday morning and you look up at the altar and there's a woman standing there, and you know, if you're an Anglo-Catholic, that in your heart she is not a priest in view of your theology. It's that simple. There's a woman standing at the altar. You don't believe in the ordination of women. Thus, you know you're in a service that you feel to some degree is invalid. That's pretty simple. The problem with the ordination of women to the episcopate is that bishops ordain priests. And what happens now is that once you have women in the episcopate in England, the Anglo-Catholics are in a really, really tough position, because no longer are there women standing at altars that they reject their ministry. There are now men standing at those altars that they reject their ministry if those men were ordained by a woman bishop. For Anglo-Catholics, the fault lines, the whole world turns hazy at that point. I mean, you walk into a church on Sunday morning, there's a man standing at the altar. Do you have to walk to the front of the church and go, excuse me, Father, who ordained you?
That's soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly, on what female bishops are going to mean in the Church of England. If you want it to be soundbite of the week, you have to vote for it. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE. Vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or via Twitter @issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now get ready to vote. Make up your mind and cast your vote, because here's your last possibility. It's soundbite number four, Dr. T. David Gordon describing, well, let's just call this the praise band dilemma.
The praise team is like a two-headed monster. It doesn't know whether it is an accompanist to help the congregation sing its praise, or whether it's a performer to perform on behalf of the congregation. And unless you're utterly clear on this, what happens is the liturgists in the church are saying to the praise team, hey, calm it down a little bit. Don't throw in so much variety. Try to just follow one stanza with the next stanza and these kinds of things so that you can accompany the people. But then the people up front think that makes them look like bad performers, because James Taylor varies each of his stanzas from the previous. He will vary the harmonics. He will vary the instrumental accompaniment to some degree. He will even vary the instrumental bridge in between stanzas. And that's what a good performer does. And so the praise team thinks of itself in some sense as performers, and therefore expects to throw in the variety that performers are expected to throw in. But of course, if a congregation is trying to sing robustly and trying to sing vociferously, and we don't know what variety they're going to put in from stanza to stanza, we're always sitting there singing tentatively because we don't know what's going to happen next.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. T. David Gordon on the praise band dilemma. Those are the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. It's your chance to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and possibly win the LPR bundle package live this Friday afternoon, November the 21st. You vote by giving us a call right now, 1-877-623-6943. This break is a good time to vote, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. ETC. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after this. Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and lay people worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy promotes confessional Lutheran theology through conferences, scholarly exchanges, and publications like Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up for their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. lutheracademy.com. Folks, there are 6 weeks left in 2014, and we need a little more than $100,000 to cover our expenses for the year. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2014.
We're supported by listeners like you. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Well, if you call in the next 10 minutes of Issues Etc. and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, you have an opportunity to win the LPR Bundle Package live this Friday afternoon, November the 21st. And I have Issues T-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. It is time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at IssuesETC. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Will it be soundbite number one, Pastor Charles St. Ange on the consensus of science? Soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon on the true Eucharist, the true Thanksgiving? Soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly on what female bishops will mean for the Church of England? Or soundbite number four, Dr. T. David Gordon on the praise band dilemma? I want to hear from you, your votes, pick, Issues, etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or you can vote via Twitter @IssuesETC. Stephen in Columbus, Nebraska is voting for soundbite number one, Pastor Charles St. Ange, on the so-called consensus of science. He says, why? I think he scientifically made his point, and the others seem right by consensus. Stephen, thanks for listening in Columbus, out there in Nebraska. Up first on the phone from St. Louis, here's Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
Hi. I'm going for the praise band quote.
And why is that?
Well, I agree with the side of the coin which speaks about the pressure that the, quote, praise band is under. For one thing, they're professionals. They want to serve. But serving really is leading in worship, which requires more ordinary singing. So it seems the other side of the coin is more encouragement, even instruction for the congregation in their responsibility is in singing.
Bobby,
you know, make a joyful noise for some people. For other people, it's more skillful.
Bobby, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Let's see what Claudia listening in Naples, Florida has to say. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, I'm voting for number four.
Make a joyful noise for some people, for other people.
And why is that, Claudia?
I just felt that the whole program on contemporary music was so good that there's just no substance there. And our hymnody is just so rich and so wonderful and so meaningful.
Claudia, thank you very much. Thanks for listening down there in Florida. Let's see what Scott, who listens in Illinois, has to say. Hi, Scott.
Good evening, Todd. It was really hard to decide between soundbite 3 and 4, both of which were from Wednesday's show, which was an absolutely fantastic show. I vote for T. David Gordon's soundbite with the caveat that the problem he describes is not unique to praise bands. Organists feel the tension between being performers and accompanists, too. As an organist myself, I understand the performance value of variation while accompanying hymns. Usually I change the organ registrations between stanzas, and sometimes I change harmonizations, but I feel like a total hypocrite sometimes when I attend divine service and I'm not the organist, because my wife and I are both competent part singers. And when an organist goes off the reservation by way of text painting or an alternate harmonization, we're forced to sing the melody when she'd rather be singing alto and I'd rather be singing tenor or bass. But the organist in me is taking mental notes on all the techniques the organist is using because it's a free organ lesson. I can't win.
Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Steve is listening in Argentina. He says, I have a vote. I have a vote that we have consensus about soundbite number one winning. I guess that's a good enough reason. It's the vote for soundbite number one. Max votes, saying he's voting for Dr. T. David Gordon on the Praise Band Dilemma because he's wearing a bow tie and because I don't want to work. I just want to bang my drums all day. Like I said, your reasons are your own. Michael listens in Seattle. He's voting for soundbite number two, Pastor Will Wheaton on the Eucharist. Keeping Christ at the center of our worship is of paramount importance if we want to continue to call ourselves a biblical church, and having him as our focus demands our thanksgiving for who he is and for his gifts to us. Michael, thanks for listening out there in Seattle. David listens in Colorado. He's voting for Pastor Will Wheaton as well, soundbite number two. Tied together for me the essence of the Eucharist and why it is so essential for the Christian faith. I was raised to believe that it all came to was an inexplicable memorial service for the resurrected Jesus. Nope, can't be, because what Jesus is. As a Lutheran, the unity that is in the Eucharist is suddenly obvious and just plain good, right, and salutary. David, thanks for listening out in Colorado. In New Haven, Indiana, John says he's voting for soundbite number four, Dr. T. David Gordon on the Praise Band Dilemma. He says, I've often said that if the praise band was moved into the back, like most organs are, there would be much less interest in playing in them. Smartest listeners in radio. Here's the winner, according to your votes. It's soundbite number four, Dr. T. David Gordon, the so-called Praise Band Dilemma.
The praise team is like a two-headed monster. It doesn't know whether it is an accompanist to help the congregation sing its praise or whether it's a performer to perform on behalf of the congregation. And unless you're utterly clear on this, what happens is the liturgists in the church are saying to the praise team, hey, calm it down a little bit. Don't throw in so much variety. Try to just follow one stanza with the next stanza and these kinds of things so that you can accompany the people. But then the people up front think that makes them look like bad performers, because James Taylor varies each of his stanzas from the previous. He will vary the harmonics. He will vary the instrumental accompaniment to some degree. He will even vary the instrumental bridge in between stanzas. And that's what a good performer does. And so the praise team thinks of itself in some sense as performers and therefore expects to throw in the variety that performers are expected to throw in. But of course, if a congregation is trying to sing robustly and trying to sing vociferously, and we don't know what variety they're going to put in from stanza to stanza, we're always sitting there singing tentatively because we don't know what's going to happen next.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, Soundbite number four, Dr. T. David Gordon on the Praise Band Dilemma. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Claudia in Naples, Florida. Claudia, thanks for your vote. Thanks for listening. And thanks to everybody who played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Claudia, if you would send your mailing address and your shirt size to talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Folks, let's review today's lineup of Issues Etc. We start out with Pastor Heath Curtis talking about a first-century bishop, Clement of Rome. Bill McKeever joined us to talk about whether or not Mormons might eventually accept homosexuality. Tom Ager was with us. We talked about President Obama's quotation of the Old Testament last night in his address. And then Chris Roseborough brought us This Week in Pop Christianity. Expert guests, expansive topics, extolling Christ. Do you see what we mean? Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift, support Issues, etc. With 6 weeks left in 2014, we're a little more than $100,000 short of our expenses. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues, etc. Send it to Issues, etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a year-end online donation at issuesetc.org. As always, thanks for listening. And thanks for keeping us in mind at the end of 2014. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Pastor Hal Sinkbile about engaging our culture, but engaging it faithfully, not capitulating, not accommodating, not letting culture call the shots or lead the way, but engaging it faithfully. And Pastor Tom Baker will join us for a Sunday school lesson on Jacob's dream of that famous ladder reaching down to earth. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hi, this is Pastor Clayton from Zion Lutheran Church of Muscoota, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Zion is a congregation firmly grounded in God's grace given in the Word and Sacraments, where we treasure the timeless beauty of the liturgy. Zion is also a vibrant, young, family-friendly congregation where you would be warmly welcomed. Zion is located at 101 South Railway Street in Muscoota, Illinois, and we would love to share God's gifts of grace with you. For more information, please visit our website at zionmuscoota.com.